Good morning. Welcome to the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Payton. We are excited and ecstatic, man. I have my special guest with me today. Got the Christian rock band Harken, Brother Toby and Brother Aaron. How you guys doing today, man?
Good to be here.
Doing wonderful.
Awesome, awesome. So if you guys are ready, man, we got a few questions we're just going to get into. So if y'all ready, we'll go on. Get it going.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. So first of all, man, why don't y'all tell us a little bit about your ministry?
Oh, yeah. Our the name of our band is Harken. We're just two musicians that love God and just want to get his message out.
Amen. Now, I know, to kind of tell everybody, like, what you play in the band, like, what instrument you play, and you know, Aaron, what you play, y'all, kind of like what y'all play and everything as far as instruments.
Oh, yeah, to have a full sound. What we do is we track in instruments. Aaron tracks in the drums, and I track in the rhythm guitars. And then when we do a live show, I play lead guitar live and sing, and Aaron plays the bass and sings.
Okay. So I know when I first met you guys doing outreach ministry, I know, Toby, you were playing guitar for another Christian band at the time. And Aaron, you were actually playing the drums, not the bass, at the time. And let me tell you something. The rumor is, or I guess it's the truth, is Aaron told me that Toby actually taught him how to play the bass. And I can tell you that Aaron is just ridiculous on the drums. And I can tell you by being around outreach that Toby is ridiculous on guitar. So both these brothers are awesome. If you haven't ever heard them play, I can tell you because I've heard them firsthand playing, Aaron playing the drums and bass. And just killing it, and Toby singing and playing guitar. And actually, Brother Toby, until I heard Harken, it was really the first time I ever heard him actually sing. And he actually has a really good voice, but I really never knew that before because I never really seen him sing any. But anyway, I know their ministry is all about the kingdom of God and everything like that. We'll start with you, Toby. How did you get started in ministry, man?
It was laid on my heart. I knew I wanted to do something. I played secular music for almost 30 years, and it was really on my heart to start doing something for the kingdom. So when I started, playing at churches and stuff, helping out with worship services, you know, an opportunity came up to join a Christian rock band. I wasn't for sure about the confirmation, you know. And on my way home, they had made kind of a mixed CD with, you know, different songs on there, kind of a direction of how what we wanted to do with the band. And one of the songs came on, man, that song, it just, something about that song just, you know, the spirit just, like, came in my car on the way home, and it just, this overwhelming feeling came over me, and I just knew that I wanted to play for just God. From that point on, you know, the spirit convicted me, and I had tears coming out of my eyes and stuff, and I knew that I turned my guitar over to God, and that's never want to do anything else but just praise him now.
Amen, brother. Amen. No, so Aaron, how did you get started in the ministry, man?
Oh, man, I just, at the time, I was doing secular music too, and growing up and everything, and then when I moved to Alabama, man, I was like, I gotta find me a band, you know, and so I'm from San Diego, California, and moved out here in 04, and I found a couple of bands, but they were in secular, and said, man, I gotta change my life around. This ain't right. So I met Toby, man, and just started jamming, and I love it.
Awesome, man. So kind of tell everybody, that's an awesome story, because I know with me, I was kind of the same way as you, Toby. I had a guy that I knew that was a buddy of mine through ministry, and after I got saved about a year, I didn't know I knew God was calling me something to do, but didn't know what it was, and went about a year trying to figure that out, and the guy said, let's go to the Holy Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta, and I went there, and before I went in, before I heard anybody rap, before I went in, as soon as I walked in the door, man, the spirit just hit me and said, this is what you're supposed to be doing, you know, and went home and started writing, and then that's kind of, you know, after that, just kind of kept on, you know. We'll take this each of y'all at a time, but what, Toby, who or what would you say had the biggest impact on you kind of coming to know Christ?
It was actually an old friend of mine back in when we were teenagers. You know, he was he was kind of a troublemaker, you know, he got into drugs and stuff like that, but you know, we kind of separated in our different ways in life. And about 20 years later, he got in touch with me, you know, through Facebook, and he turned his life around. He was a pastor up here at Gaston at Walnut Park, and he invited me to come to the service. And it was funny because, you know, I grew up in a Baptist church, so, you know, I was, you know, hymn book only, you know, no powered instruments or anything like that. It was kind of the way I was raised. When I got in there, you know, he was singing the old classic rock songs, but changed the words around and stuff like that, and have like, you know, classic rock, you know, style in the worship service. So when I got in there and seen that, I was like, wow.
Yeah, this, like, I can dig this.
This is awesome. So yeah, he kind of mentored me for a couple of years, and until he was in a motorcycle accident and passed away. But he sure helped me come along.
I was going to say, but, you know, the fact that he had a motorcycle accident, I'm, you know, based on what you said, we know where he went.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he made an impact on somebody's life. If nothing else, we know he made an impact on your life. So, and that's the thing, man. If we just win one soul, then it's worth it all. Aaron, who or what would you say had the biggest impact on you coming to know Christ, man?
Oh, man, just being in this band right here and being with Toby, learning a whole lot. And, man, it's, I love it.
You know, that's kind of like, it kind of reminds me of the old saying, pay it forward. You know, like the guy that you knew 20 years later comes back and he talks to you and you come to know Christ. And then you branch out and you, you know, reach out to Aaron. And he comes to Christ, you know what I'm saying? So, like, by him, you know, bringing you to Christ, you were able to bring, you know, Aaron to Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it is. I know that kind of sounds like networking, but in a lot of ways, that's what it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To everybody planting seeds or watering seeds or reaping the harvest, whatever. But we're getting out there and we're bringing people in to the brotherhood, you know, or the sisterhood of Christ, you know what I mean? And that's the main thing. Let me ask y'all kind of switch gears for just a second. I mean, still staying on a similar topic. I mean, obviously, our topic on this podcast is always about God, and it's about different outlooks of the ministry and different outlooks on the top Christian music and things like that. So let me ask y'all, as a Christian rock band, right, in this age and time, and we know that, you know, and I know I look at it, and y'all do the same way, that whether it's rap or rock or whatever, it's glorifying God, then it's a tool to be used for God, right? So, but what is y'all's opinion, you know, and each one of you can give your take on it, on Christian music today? Like, where do you think Christian music is today? I mean, whether it be rock, rap, praise, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like it's came a long ways, kind of fell off? You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of, where do you feel like, you know, it is? Do you feel like, you know, I mean, just kind of your take on that?
Oh, yeah. I think it's wonderful because, you know, with today's tools, you know, like, you know, we're being able to be opened up to different genres of music. And I think all genres are good. A lot of times, you know, I can go back to the Book of Psalms. You know, a lot of those songs in there were secular songs that they had changed the words. King David had changed a lot of the words and stuff for his prayers to glorify God with the music to, I forgot some of the songs that, you know, it said, you know, this song and the play of a different song, you know. So I think they were the contemporary at their time, you know. You know, that, you know, just the way King David looked to him a lot in the music part, because he would praise with all his heart, you know, to the point of becoming indignant, you know.
Right.
And he would just glorify God with everything he had. And like I said, you know, so the different genres, I believe that, and whatever the Spirit is calling you toward, whether it's the hymn books or whether it's praise and worship or Christian country, Christian rock, Christian rap. Like I said, I believe that, you know, the stay contemporary in music and what speaks to us individually,
right, right.
You know, that's God, you know, personal message to all of us, you know, to reach out.
That's right. So, Aaron, what's your take on that, man? What's your opinion of today's Christian music? How do you see it?
I like it. Especially, you know me, I like the rock stuff, Skillet. And, yeah, Demon Hunter, stuff like that. But I love it.
So I'm, and you know, people always say, because you know I do Christian rap, y'all do Christian rock, and you know, let me just throw it out there: we have nothing against the hymnals. It's nothing against that. But I know you guys probably look at like I do, as like you just said, Toby. You pretty much just said it. You know, I think all of them genres are important, whether it be Christian rock, praise and worship,
yeah,
Christian rap. I mean, all of it's a form of praise and worship, but
absolutely.
Or the old hymnals, whatever, you know, whatever it appeals to certain people or whatever. Yeah. As long as it's glorifying God, that's my thing.
Oh yeah.
And I believe y'all are probably both in agreement that, you know, just like in anything, even in the body of Christ, you're going to have people that do it for the right reasons, and then you're going to have people that are in it for the wrong reasons. Right. You know what I mean? And it's important that if we are doing Christian music, to me, that we're in it for, you know, we're not in it for the money, we're not in it for the fame, we're in it for to glorify God and to honor Him. And I know you guys look at it the same way as far as that goes. But I know, like, I was doing the top five with Big Mike the other day on a little YouTube show he has called The Top Five. And one of the things I was talking about is, you know, there was, I didn't even know all the Christian rap even existed. Like, I used to think that just like Carmen, you know, and maybe T-Bone was, that was it, right? And T-Bone was cool, but, you know, Carmen, I mean, I think he's awesome because he glorifies God in his music, but as far as rapping, you know, I thought it was a little lame, to be honest. Just, yeah. I mean, as far as just the rap part, you know.
Yeah.
But I look at it like, you know, it was lame back then, but now it's expanded so much, you know. So, and I was like, when I first seen that, I was like, it kind of blew my mind how much like Christian rap there was, but not just Christian rap, but just Christian music, like how much Christian rock there was, like people that I didn't know about, like you said, like Demon Hunter or Skillet or
Striper.
Yeah. I mean, just people that you like, you know, I heard Striper because they kind of like, you know what I'm saying, from way back, but like a lot of people, like if they're not into Christian music, they might not even know who like Demon Hunter was, or Skillet, or Red, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Or even some of the praise singers, you know what I mean? They might not know who they are unless they're, you know, like if they don't know Christ, they probably don't know who some of those guys are. You know what I mean? Even though it's like a huge genre, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so anyway, I think that's good, man, because you got a little flavor for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still all about Jesus, still all about God, and it's still about glorifying Him. But you can get, you know what I'm saying, a little different seasoning from different aspects. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, just like Pastor Travis, you know, it opened my eyes to, you know, hey, you can do other things than hymns. I think that's the biggest problem when people have that, because we talk about God being a chain breaker. But at the same time, a lot of people get fixed, like, no, it can only be hymns, or it can only be worship, you know, like I said, and, you know, try to put everybody in a box. But we have ultimate freedom, and, you know, having that salvation, we're free to do anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, not everything's expedient, but like I said, at the same time, that, you know, we're beyond the chains. We're free now, you know. And, you know, we was talking about the people doing it for the wrong reason, you know, all through the Bible, you know, God used people that you know, like Nebuchadnezzar and stuff like that. I think God even uses the people that can have a popular song out there, or in it for the money, or in it for the shows or fame or something, but it doesn't mean that they don't have a good message, you know, that God still didn't have that message out there and using their popularity to reach even more people and inspire even more people.
Yeah.
So that raises up more people that want to do it for the right reason.
I think it's always, you know, I think my whole thing is, you know, as long as the lyrics glorify God, you know, whether it's rap, I don't care if it's reggae, as long as it's the words are glorifying God. To me, that's the whole thing. You know what I mean? I mean, because, you know, man, we know music's powerful, you know, words and stuff can be powerful, and, you know, it's kind of like you download garbage in, garbage is going to come out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, here lately, man, we had this whole coronavirus situation going on, right? So, and, you know, we've kind of had to do church a little bit different, we've kind of had to do outreach ministry a little different, everything, and not really more say because of us, but just because of, whether it be a governor placing stay-at-home orders, or, you know, the president placing some orders or whatever. But kind of like, and get both of y'all's take, like, kind of what's y'all's opinion on the whole, you know, coronavirus situation, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, all through the Bible, God used plagues and stuff to get people straightened back out, you know, when they fall away. And I think in our today's culture, you know, worldwide, people have fallen so far away, you know, worshiping all these different gods and different religions and, you know, atheists and stuff like that. And I think, you know, this pandemic, you know, worldwide, it shakes people up to get them to pray. Because I know even atheist people that, you know, like, they absolutely don't believe in God, but when something important, they have a family member in the hospital or something like that,
right,
they open up to the idea of actually, you know, praying to God or asking somebody, yeah, to pray for them. So I think, you know, this right here, like I said, I think a kind of a second to that, you know, not only just getting people shook up and thinking about God, but also, you know, a lot of times in today's time, I see churches going empty. And I think it's kind of one of those situations where you don't know what you got till it's gone. So a lot of times people take church for granted, you know.
Right.
Like, I'll skip this Sunday, I'll go next Sunday. But guess what? When you can't go to church, guess what? That longing on your heart, I know it is for me, you know.
Yeah.
To actually get back in church and be able to congregate, you know, with other mm-hmm. Christians, like-minded people, you know, to get back to that. So I think that's a kind of a two-parter, you know, to get us woke up and to make us realize, hey, we do need to get back in church and stop taking that for granted, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I look at it and, like, you know, a lot of people was, not everybody, but a lot of people was like put home at work, or, you know what I'm saying, either some of them draw unemployment, some of them was at home working, still get paid, whatever, like myself. But, you know, it enabled me to have more family time. And, you know, I'm a huge sports fan too, but, with, you know, we always have sporting events, doing like that. And we're always so busy doing this, doing that, that rarely do we take a step back and just spend time in God's word. And I mean, some of us do, but I'm saying as a whole, you know what I mean? The whole world, I'm saying, you know, just giving people more time to get in their word, more people time to pray and seek God, spend time with their family, and kind of get back to, you know, I'm not at all a person that's usually big on traditions in the church, but what I would call traditional values, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, spending time with your family and seeking God and kind of God calling them back, you know, because like you said, the world has gotten so far away from God, you know. So, Aaron, what's your opinion on the whole coronavirus situation, man?
Well, I've been blessed. I was able to stay at work and I got one of them essential jobs, so it didn't affect me too much. So I was kind of sad about the churches closing.
Yeah, and I think about with the church closing, we think about how, like, you know, you can't have more than 10 people. Now they've opened up where you can have, like, at least 10 people at church, but you can't have more. But what's kind of ironic for that is, you know, you can have people at Walmart or you know, places like that, or grocery store. Nothing wrong with Walmart, nothing wrong with a grocery store, because you got to eat and everything like that. But, you know, you can't have people, people in church like that regularly. And you know, that's the thing. The church is where the power, you know, where they're going to come together and prayer is going to just witness. And I noticed, I don't know how y'all are. We'll get this in a minute on the whole social media thing. But obviously, as the pastor, we've had to do, obviously we had service today with you guys, you know, and y'all being doing the music and everything. But, you know, like you said, I was longing to get back to that intimate, like, relationship with brothers and, you know, in Christ, where you can fellowship and everything like that. I mean, and we come for the Lord, but it's also good to have that fellowship and that breastplate to breastplate, you know what I mean? Iron sharpening iron type stuff. But we have kind of had to take a look back and try to, like, use social media to the best of our abilities. Which tells me I need to learn how to edit some stuff, you know, like just learn. It just tells me as a pastor, in case something like this was ever happen, I need to probably update my knowledge on when it comes to social media aspects, you know, or whatever. Let's go back to, you know, talking about y'all's ministry and y'all's band and everything. Let's go back to is the group, your band Harkin. Are y'all working on any new projects?
We're always working on music, trying to get stuff figured out. You know, search and scripture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For inspiration. Like I said, we've got so much music and words. We just gotta put them together, man. We have been blessed with just, like I said, the talent that Aaron has is just phenomenal. And like I said, being in the Word every day and stuff like that. There's so much. It's hard to get things kind of organized and kind of whittled down and put everything that, you know, we want to say into a song, or what the Spirit is leading us to say in a song, bringing those messages out. But yeah, we have tons and tons of music just upcoming.
So I can't remember. I mean, I hear y'all's music all the time. I know a bunch of y'all's songs. I sing them, don't even know half the words, and I'm still trying to learn. But do y'all actually have? I'm not sure if y'all do or not. Do y'all have any CDs actually out yet?
No.
Or that's what you're in the process of working on, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I know y'all got tons of songs. So y'all are kind of just working on putting together like your first album, actually, I guess, huh?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I knew you had tons of songs. I just wasn't sure if you had any, had an EP or an album out or anything like that. So that's kind of what y'all got in the works right now, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Like I said, man, if you listen to the podcast and you hadn't heard these guys do an awesome job, man. And, I don't want to say they ain't good at any time, but I'll say they're even better live, you know what I mean? Which is unusual a lot of times, you know what I mean? It's good to, when you see somebody live, when they sound like they do, you know, on a CD or on a radio, you know what I'm saying? It's good to hear somebody live and sound like that. Now, I want to ask you about any upcoming events you got. Now, I know that, you know, a lot of stuff's been canceled because of the whole Corona situation. Now, yeah, I know, you know, Redemption is an event that I know I have you guys booked at. If you don't know what Redemption is, it's an event that put together every last Saturday of July. And I mentioned on the podcast last week, but Harkin will be one of the bands that will be at Redemption this year. And it's supposed to be the last Saturday in July, and as long as they don't shut us down, we're still going to plan on having that. So we know you'll be at that event, but do y'all have any other upcoming events going on right now? Like I said, I know the whole Corona thing's kind of got everything, down a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's our next scheduled event, but the wonderful way that we operate this band here, we go where the Spirit guides us, so... But, you know, next week we might be playing a birthday party or a cookout. The week after that we might be playing, invited to lead praise and worship at a church somewhere or another church event. Or we have, and we do a lot of stuff ourselves where we just rent a pavilion, just set up out there and play, and who comes, because we know God is going to lead the right people in the right place, man, just wherever the Spirit leads us. And so, like I said, our next scheduled event is Redemption, of course, but like I said, we'll probably have, you know, 3 or 4 shows in between there, you know.
Okay, and Toby, you're from Crossville, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and so Aaron, you're originally from San Diego?
Yeah.
That's why you don't have our cool accent, right?
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. So, but you live in Crossville now, right?
Dawson, yeah,
okay.
It's about 10 miles.
From Crossville?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I didn't have a clue where Dawson was, but so Aaron's from San Diego, but he lives in Dawson now, but both of those are kind of out there close to Crossville. If you don't know where Crossville is, it's between Gadsden and Fort Payne, I guess is the easy way to say it. It's kind of out in the country, man, but you know, it's good folks from out that way, and not too long ago in Crossville, I think a lot of the tornado hit you guys pretty hard. Maybe not your house specifically, but that area got hit pretty hard by the tornadoes the last time, right?
Boaz area.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it got hit pretty hard, right?
Yeah.
But thank God your house wasn't hit, right?
No.
Okay. And I know we know a few other people in the ministry that theirs was, and you hit them pretty good. Tell us how can people find you guys on like social media? Do you got a Facebook or YouTube or?
We just have a YouTube where we put clips of different shows that we do on there. You might take one or two songs from different events and stuff. But other than that, yeah, we hadn't made a page up or anything. Like I said, we've just been following the spirit.
Okay.
I think it's we definitely need to start getting to work on some.
Yeah. Things. Okay. So you go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say you can find us at on YouTube at Harkin Official.
Harkin Official. Okay. Spell that for him, man. H-A-R.
Yeah.
K-E-N. I was mentioning that at our service this morning, and I spelled it wrong. So, but H-A-R-K-E-N Official.
Yes. Right?
Right. Harkin Official. As in my buddy DJ Best Believe always says, keeping it real, 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 real official. But So Harkin Official on YouTube, man. Check these guys out, man, on YouTube. You can check out the clips they got and everything like that.
Subscribe and like.
Subscribe and like, that's right. And I guess, I know Toby was just talking, they're probably in the works of getting them a Facebook page or something like that going on. You know, so if you ain't heard these guys' music, man, you really need to check them out. Especially, I mean, just if you're a believer, period, man. Even if you're not a believer, check them out. I believe we really minister to you. But especially if you're a fan of, like, rock. You know, if you're a fan of, like, Christian rock music or any rock music. But definitely check them out on there. Is there anything else you guys want to share with us real quick?
No.
Okay, cool. So I want to ask you this too. What is the, since you've been in Harkin, right? Can you tell us maybe, both of y'all, we'll go with you, Toby, and then you, Aaron, and like, maybe the funniest moment you've had at like, maybe a show or something, or when you were a minister somewhere? Maybe like the funniest moment you can remember that something, you know, something happened or something like that?
We're always running into stuff, but probably the funniest thing between me and Aaron was we had rented a motel room. Where were we in?
Colorado. Yeah.
And we were doing a show, and we had some more people that were in the band had a son, and he didn't have room to sleep, so yeah, asked if he could stay in our hotel room. And you know, he's a super good kid, and you know, he just had some kind of funny ways about him, you know.
And he's 13.
Yeah, he was 13 at the time, too. And so he kind of slept in on the floor in between the beds, because we just got a two-bedroom, you know. And the next morning, I went down for breakfast, and then Aaron came down a little bit later. So I decided to mess with Aaron a little bit, and I told Aaron, I was like, yeah, man, I woke up in the middle of the night, and, you know, that kid, you know, he was kind of rubbing on your leg. And he's like, what? You know, and I was like, yeah, man. I was like, I don't know what he was doing. He's like, what? You know, Aaron's like, why would he do that? And I was like, I don't know. I told him to lay down, go back to sleep, you know. So I said, then a little bit later, I woke up, and he's pulling on my leg, you know, just like I'm pulling your leg. So I was kind of letting him in on, you know, it's just a joke, you know. But you know, it kind of upset him a little bit, because he was, you know, buying it, you know, hook, line, and sinker, you know. So a little bit later, he went up to the room, and I was still downstairs, and he called me. He's like, you gotta get up here right now, you gotta get up here.
There was a,
like,
note sitting right by the TV.
Yeah.
On the stand, entertainment stand.
Oh, yeah.
Was that one you left?
No, I didn't leave the note. Yeah, the kid actually left the note, and it said, he was trying to leave a note for the cleaning lady, and it, the note was supposed to say, your floors felt good, you know, because he slept on the floor, you know, with a bunch of covers and pillows and stuff. And why would he leave that? I don't know, but it couldn't have worked out any better, because his handwriting was really sloppy. So it looked like you fools felt good. And Aaron's living out like, oh, fuck, it's true. He was rubbing our leg.
You know? Yeah. So is that the funniest one for you, too?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man. So
you fools felt good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Toby, this happened.
Yeah, we had to get that
good.
Straightened out with his dad and stuff. But yeah, it was just sloppy handwriting there. but going along with the joke.
That's really good. So real quick, so if somebody wanted to get you guys to come out, you know, if they wanted to book you guys, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, they can go to my Facebook page, Toby Galavies, you know, or Aaron's page, Facebook page, Aaron. Carolism, like I said, just go to either one of our Facebook, leave us a message. they can get in touch. A lot of our shows are through people, like, through you, through different friends and stuff, like David, people like that, that just, heard our band. It's like, hey, man, this, they just happen to be at the right place at the right time. And say, hey, we got a, I know this band that can play, that'd be a good fit for your event. And so, like, most of our shows actually come from just word of mouth. So,
I mean, these guys are pretty much, I don't know if we really have a membership set up like we really need to yet, but pretty much these guys are members of the church, members of the band here. But you can also find them on the Church of God's Hope Facebook page. I mean, usually you can find them on there too, but because both their last names, you might have trouble spelling. So, no, but if you can find either one of them, they might need to spell their names for you. But tell them your name. Actually, spell it for them so they'll know.
Toby. Oh yeah, Toby Galaviz, T-O-B-Y, G-A-L-A-V-I-Z.
And mine's Aaron Carolision, A-A-R-O-N K-A-R-O-L-I-S Z-Y-N.
So just y'all heard what they say right there. Get your dictionary out so you know, so you can look these guys up. Nah, but these guys, man, are good guys, man. They're my brothers, man, and I love them, and I really appreciate them coming on the show, man. We're honored to have them today, and we just really do thank them, man, for coming on here. And is it anything else you guys want to share with us? Is there anything?
No, just that we appreciate you and everything you've done for us and the band, and we appreciate your messages. We're so blessed to be a part of Church of God's Hope, and just everything, all the good people that's here. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Anybody, other churches and events, and man, it's just, we love getting out there. We love doing this. We love praising God, and just it's such a blessing to be able to just worship with anybody and everybody anywhere. I mean, we literally pulled out, out on the grass in the back of our truck just to do a little girl's birthday party. Just like I said, there's so many opportunities. We keep looking for those opportunities and following the Spirit, and man, we just love doing this. We love the people that we get to fellowship with, and we'll just keep on doing that.
Yeah,
man. awesome. Well, Toby, I want to thank you. Aaron, I want to thank you. I want to thank Harkin once again for being on here, man. This is the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, man. You can check us out on every Monday at 10 a.m we usually on Spotify. What you can do is you can go on the Warrior Wake Up Facebook page, or you can go on the Church of God's Hope Facebook page. We usually have it posted, but we'll have a new episode every Monday at 10 a.m., man. So this is a podcast where we just want to, we want to educate, motivate, enlighten, and empower you so that you can be at your very best, man. So, but we just, but more importantly than anything, we want you to find Christ. If you don't know him, we want you to come to know Christ. But anyway, for my brother Toby, my brother Aaron, for Ben Harkin, man, it's the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor John LePate, and we out of here. God bless you.